Simon & Schuster Audio presents Remember Me by Mary Higgins Clark, read by Elisa Bresnahan.
August 17th. By 9 p.m., the storm had broken with full force, and a stiff wind was sending powerful waves crashing against the eastern shore of Cape Cod. We're going to get more than a touch of the nor'easter, Menley thought, as she reached over the sink to close the window. It might actually be fun, she thought, in an effort to reassure herself. The Cape airports were closed, so Adam had rented a car to drive from Boston. He should be home soon. There was plenty of food on hand. She had stocked up on candles, just in case the electricity went out. Although if she was right about what she was beginning to suspect, the thought of being in this house with only candlelight was frightening. She switched on the radio, twisted the dial, and found the Chatham station that played 40s music. She raised an eyebrow in surprise as the Benny Goodman Orchestra went into the opening notes of Remember. A particularly appropriate song when you're living in a place called Remember House, she thought. Pushing aside the inclination to flip the dial again, she picked up a serrated knife and began to slice tomatoes for a salad. When he phoned, Adam told her he hadn't had time to eat. But you forgot to remember, the vocalist warbled. The unique sound that the wind made when it rushed past the house was starting again. Perched high on the embankment over the churning water, the house became a kind of bellows in a windstorm, and the whooshing sound it emitted had the effect of a distant voice calling out, "Remember."